Hosea chapter 5. Hear this, you priests, and hearken, O house of Israel, and give ear, O royal house, for judgment on you is impending, because you were a snare to Mizpah, and a net spread out over Tabor. The backsliders had deep designs to slaughter, while I passed censure on all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now you, Ephraim, have committed prostitution, and Israel has become unclean. They do not make their works fit for returning to their God, for a spirit of prostitution is in their midst, and they do not know the Lord. And the pride of Israel will testify to its face, and Israel and Ephraim will stumble in their iniquity, and Judah will stumble too with them. They will go and seek the Lord among their sheep and their cattle, but they will not find him. He will have withdrawn from them. They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, for they have borne sons who are strangers. And now they will be devoured in a month, along with their apportioned regions. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Sound the alarm in Beth Arvin. Look behind you, Benjamin. Ephraim will become a desolation on the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel, I have made it known faithfully. The princes of Judah were like those who moved the boundary. I will pour out my anger on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed. Justice has been perverted, for he willingly followed the commandment. So I will be like the moth to Ephraim, and like rot to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, Ephraim went to Assyria and sent envoys to King Jareb, but he was not able to cure you, and he did not heal your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I myself will tear to pieces, and go and carry off, and there will be no one to deliver him. I will go and return to my place, until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. When they are in straits, they will diligently seek me.